Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Neeson.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul Neeson with Torah Life Ministries, and we continue our Suffer Well devotional series.
Remember, this is the day Yahweh has made. We should rejoice and be glad in it. Do not open up any door to the enemy today. Seal yourself in the love and peace and protection of our wonderful Creator. Hallelujah. Praise our wonderful Creator. Thank you, Father. Thank you. So we are reading this amazing devotional series called the Suffer Well devotional series at sufferwell.org, and we're up to the 89th teaching in this series. And today we're going to be reading the devotional, and then we're going to be talking about it. But it comes down to understanding the plan that Yahweh has for us. And remember, yesterday does not matter what we've done. What matters is every single morning we start fresh and new in Him, and He refines us every single day, every single morning. So I'm going to read the devotional to you right now, and then I am going to speak and teach on this topic that's so important and so uplifting. Hallelujah, that our Creator wants us to follow Him and follow His ways, and He gives us His ways in the Holy Word of Scripture that people died for so we can get it in our hands. Thank you, Father, for making that happen. And it says here in today's devotional, show me the way I should go, for it is you I lift up my soul. Psalms 143:8. I love this verse, and it says, I'll read it in the New Living Testament. It says, let me hear of your unfailing love each morning, for I am trusting in you. Show me where to walk, for I give myself to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me hear your unfailing love each morning. Each morning, the start of every day, let me hear your love. And that's what prayer comes in. That's what prayer does. We hear Him every single day. For I am trusting in you. Show me where to walk, for I give myself to you. Are you willing to do that? That's a prayer you need to say every single day. That's one of those scriptures you need to copy down and hang up on every door in your house that you open up, on your bathroom mirror in the morning, on your refrigerator, when you walk out of your door at night, in your car. Let me hear of your unfailing love each morning, for I am trusting you. Show me where to walk, for I give myself to you. And then we continue with the devotional. It says, and when I lift my soul, my mind, will, and emotion to you, Father, I leave it with you. I realize that taking back my soul leaves me with too many roads to travel, too many choices. This so easily removes me from the narrow path. How many times have I asked you to lead, Father, only to change directions to serve my own desires? No more, Father. No more, I say. My own way leads to many dead-end roads, too many accidents. I have this vision, Father. I see myself offering back to you the spirit you gifted to me. I am longing for you to take back what is yours and never let go. Never let go anywhere other than where you desire. Take over. I hand you back this spirit in me, never again to alter its course in my own self-desire. I want to be led in a way which overcomes the flesh mind, so only the spirit man can shine forth. Father, surround me with your spirit bubble. Immerse me completely. Whatever you say, Father, I will do. Every encounter, every decision, every plan of action, I will submit to you. Tell me what to do, and it will be done. And Father, I do realize that at times I must step forward before you will speak. In these matters, I will make a plan to proceed slowly, giving you full authority to change my course at any time. To you, Father, I lift up your Your soul and my soul. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we think about this. And when I think about this and his instructions and his plan for our life, I think about some of these beautiful psalms, these beautiful songs, thinking about it. In the Psalms, it says, sing to Yahweh all the earth. Proclaim the news from day to day of his salvation of Yeshua in 1 Chronicles 16:23. The psalms that are sung each day, it says in Psalms 32:8, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my loving eye on you. Wow, that's so beautiful. His counsel, because he loves us more than anything can love us, more than anyone can love us. And it's such a beautiful thing. It's so beautiful. I think about our offerings and our gifts to him and us calling out to him each day. And Psalms 25, 4 to 11 comes to mind. And it says, show me the right path, O Yahweh. Point out the road for me to follow. Lead me by your truth and teach me. For you are the God that saves me. Hallelujah. All day long, I put my hope in you. Remember what it says in Psalms 1, blessed is a man that meditates on his word day and night. And here in this psalm, it says, all day long, I put my hope in you. That's how we have to be, everybody, putting our hope and our faith in his plan for our life, not just for a moment, but all day long, meditating on his word day and night. Verse 6 says, remember, O Yahweh, your compassion and unfailing love, which you have shown from a long ages past. Do not remember the rebellious sins of my youth. Remember me in the light of your loving, unfailing love. For you are merciful, O Yahweh. Yahweh is good and does what is right. He shows the proper path to those who go astray. He leads the humble in doing right, teaching them his way. Yahweh leads with unfailing love and faithfulness to all who keep his covenant and obey his demands. For the honor of your name, Yahweh, forgive my many, many sins. Hallelujah. Such a beautiful psalm. So beautiful. And then I think what it says to us in Psalms 33:18 to 19. But Yahweh watches over those who fear him and those who rely on his unfailing love. He rescues them from death and keeps them alive at times of famine. What appropriate scripture for times as such as this. His scriptures, his holy words are his instructions and guidelines and his promise to us that we must stick to and hold to. But it's our choice and our desire to walk with him each day, to trust in his ways. Psalms 34:15 says, the eyes of Yahweh watch over those who do right. His ears are open to their cries for help. Every attribute we have, every emotion we have, every physical ability we have, from seeing to speaking to hearing to smelling, his word encounters that and tells us in a human form of what he will do so we can understand this. And he gives it to us in Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. The eyes of Yahweh watch over those who do right. The ears are open to the prayers. He loved the smell of a sweet sacrifice. He loved the taste of somebody's righteousness. It's a beautiful thing that he offers us. And when it talks about these offerings and scriptures, it talks about Yahweh's help. Yahweh's help. But we can only get his help if we are desiring to spend time with him and walk with him. That has to be what we offer him. And he gives us his great and wonderful help, his wonderful mercy, his peace that he puts on us each day. Hebrews 4:16 says, so let us come boldly to the throne of our gracious Heavenly Father. There we will receive his mercy, and we will find grace to help us when we need it the most, because he loves us and he wants to protect us. Hallelujah. Psalms 91, a beautiful psalm, 14 and 15 says, because he loves me, says Yahweh, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call on me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We got that bat phone to Yahweh. We can call him anytime and he's going to answer. Psalms 50:15 says, "And call on me in a day of trouble, I will deliver you, and you will honor me. Surely Yahweh is my help. Yahweh is the one who sustains me," Psalms 54:4. And Hebrews 13:6, we can say with confidence, "Yahweh is my helper, so I will have no fear. What can mere people do to me?" These are the times we need to rely and trust on him and his path and his way in our lives. And I love my verse, to be still and know that he is Yahweh. To be still and know that he is God. He is our strength. He is the source we must go to. He is everything to us. And we can't have no doubt about that. There's no middle ground with our Creator. We can't pick and choose. There's no neutrality with him. You're either for him or against him. There's no middle ground. He is our refuge and our strength and our shield and our joy and everything in our lives. He keeps our ways secure. We can do everything through him and only through him. But we have to trust and fully depend on him and his ways. Psalms 112:6-7 says, "Surely the righteous will never be shaken. They will be remembered forever. They will have no fear of bad news. Their hearts are steadfast, trusting in Yahweh." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We cannot walk around in any emotion other than just pure joy and gratefulness and thankfulness because of all he offers us and all he gives us. Isaiah 26:3-4 says, "You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you." Trust in Yahweh forever, for Yahweh himself is the rock eternal. There's nothing he cannot do in our lives. Nothing shall be impossible with him, as it says in Psalms 125:1. Nothing is impossible with him. I love Jeremiah 32:17. It says, "Oh, sovereign Elohim, you have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and outstretched arm. Nothing is too hard for you." Nothing. Never doubt all he offers us. Never doubt the trials that he can't help us overcome. And he gives us everything we need at the right time. And remember, weeping at night leads to joy in the morning. You know, Romans 8:28 says, "And we know that in all things, Yahweh works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose." And if somebody does something to you that harms you or hurts you, the Bible says and is clear, the principle of scripture, revenge is his, not ours. We should have nothing to deal with that, nothing to do with that. He will make our paths right. He will make everything perfect. We just need his perfect peace upon us and let him take care of the rest. And let him take care of all that. But to get these things, he requires one thing of us. He requires us to spend time with him. That's all he asks us to do. Spend time with him. Before we could walk with him, we have to be willing to spend time with him. That's what he wants us to do. He wants us to spend time with him. Isaiah 1:18 says, "Please come and let's reason together," implores Yahweh, "even though your sins are like scarlet, they'll be whiffed like snow, through their like crimson, they'll be like wool. Come close to Yahweh," James 4:8 says, "and Yahweh will come close to you. Wash your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, for your loyalty is divided between Yahweh and the world." There can't be any neutrality with this. Come close to Yahweh, and he will come close to you. How many of you desire this morning to spend time with him and walk with him? And hear from him and always be with him? How many of you desire that? We must spend time to him and have that desire. James 4:2 says, "You want what you don't have, so you scam and kill to get it. You are jealous of what others have, but you can't get it, so you fight and wage war to take it away from them. You don't have what you want because you don't ask Yahweh for it." We have to open up the lines of communication and forget about our own power and everything else. We have no control over anything without him. He is our refuge and our strength and everything. We must find time to him always. He's willing every single morning to renew our day, every single night to protect us through the night, to give us a great peace as we sleep. But he wants us to come to him and speak into him. We look at the example of Yeshua, who went and up to Yahweh in prayer by himself to pray. When night fell, he was there all night praying. How much time are you devoting to Yahweh in prayer? How often are you talking to him? How much are you making him part of your personal life? How much are you relying on his personal plan for your life? We must do that. We each have a desire to walk with him and for him to be right by our side. But we must go to him. We must go to him. Revelations 2:2-5 says, I know what you have done, how hard you have worked, and how you have endured. I also know that you cannot tolerate wicked people. You have tested those who call themselves apostles, but are not apostles. You have discovered that they are liars. You have endured suffering, trouble because of my name, and have not grown weary. However, I have this argument against you. The love you had at first is gone. Remember how far you have fallen. And he implores on us all. Return to me and change the way you think and act. And do what you did at first. I will come to you and take your lampstand from its place if you don't change. We want to be that light. We must have to consistently, not for a season, not for a moment, but consistently run to him and desire him to walk with him and be with him and stop trying to do things amongst ourselves, amongst our own flesh. We must desire him to lead our ways at all times. Psalms 127:1 says, if Yahweh does not build a house, it is useless for builders to work on it. If Yahweh does not protect the city, it is useless for a guard to stay alert. John 15:5 says, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth me and in me is the same forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. This is what we must trust and believe. We must trust and believe this. The world's ways and everything that's going on today around us with all the distractions, because that's what the enemy tries to do. The enemy tries to distract us, and he tries to figure out what we're thinking. He can't read our minds. He can only follow our actions. Only Yahweh can read our minds. And that's when all this chaos is going around us. We need to understand the greatest scripture, one of the best, Psalms 46:10, be still, just relax, be still, and know that I am Yahweh, and I will take care of this all. I will take care of it all. Psalms 131:2 says, instead, I have calmed and quieted myself, like a weaned child who no longer cries for its mother's milk. Yes, like a weaned child, my soul within me. Psalm 4:7, and a peace of Yahweh which passeth it is understanding, and shall keep your hearts and minds through Yeshua Messiah. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! We must stay fast on his word, on his holy word of who he is, and trust him at all times. Romans 8:6 says, for the mindset of the flesh is death, but the mindset of the spirit is life and peace. Hallelujah! It is so beautiful and so good. Love it. I love it. That's the heart we should have and the desire we should have. When people start questioning me about all these terrible tragedies of the world, when we start getting down about all the things, I say, no, the mindset of the flesh is death. Eternity awaits me. Eternity awaits me. Yahweh gives me life and peace. Hallelujah. Isaiah 26:3 says, you keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. And I ask you today, how many of you are in perfect peace in him? How many of you have perfect peace about trusting the future and what's going on? And I can tell you, I'm the type of person that likes to plan things. I'm the type of person that likes to make things go a certain way and want to desire to know the outcome of how things are going to be. I don't like waiting for the answer, but I've learned to know that he's in control and he's going to make it right. I don't have to think about what I'm doing or think about what I'm saying. I just have to trust in him. He's going to make it right. And it's such a pleasing thing to know that. To know that it's not up to me, that he is going to make it right. It's like a big puzzle. And when we're following the puzzle, he'll provide the pieces. And not only provide them, but tell us where to put them. It's a beautiful thing. It's so beautiful and it's so peaceful. I got things in my life I could have high anxiety about, and I could have worry and fear and anxiety about these things. I don't want to get certain things and I don't want to lose certain things. But I put my peace in him knowing that he's taking care of this. I just got to respond and listen to him like the devotional said today, and it'll all be fine. It doesn't mean we're not going to go through those valleys and those peaks. It just means that he's going to take care of it and he's going to help us while we're there. Psalms 151 and 2 says, praise Yahweh, praise Yahweh in his sanctuary, praise him in his mighty heavens, praise him for his mighty deeds, praise him according to his excellent greatness. We need to be thankful for everything. It's a great book I read, From Prison to Praise. From Prison to Praise. Get that book and read it. It's giving him thanks for everything and all things. And all things. Everyone could look at certain things as a tragedy. I look at them as a blessing because Yahweh's in control of everything. Psalms 117, 1 and 2 says, praise Yahweh, all the nations. Extol him, all peoples. For great is his steadfast love towards us. And the faithfulness of Yahweh endures forever. Praise Yahweh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. People give me news all the time, and I could say, what? And get down and get upset. But no, thank you, Father Yahweh. Thank you. If you want to walk with him, you have to be willing to spend time with him. You got to be willing to talk to him about everything, every time, while you're driving, while you're at work, while you're in the shower, while you're cooking, while you're exercising. He's a great listener. There's no psychiatrist better in the world than he is. He is more than a best friend. We have to trust in him at all times. Pour out your heart before him and listen to him and let him answer you. Always, always seek his face. Always seek his face. Colossians 4:2 says, devote yourselves to prayer. Be watchful and thankful. Be watchful and thankful. And Ephesians 6:18 says, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this mind, be alert. And always keep on praying for Yahweh's people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Spending time with him, desiring to walk with him. Desiring to walk with him. I know people that will get up in the middle of the night to walk their dog. It could be a storm outside, but they're willing to get up in the middle of the night and walk their dog in the middle of a storm. How many of you are willing to walk with Yahweh? How many of you are willing to interrupt your sleep to walk with Yahweh? How many of you are willing to do that? How many of you are putting him first in your life? I know people that get up, the first thing they do is they work. The first thing they do is they cater to their family. The first thing they do is they check their bank account. How many of you are willing to open up your scriptures, talk to Yahweh, and put him first in your life? That is what he wants for us. And not 5 minutes in the morning. No, all day long he wants us. All day long he wants to be speaking with us. We need to spend time with him. Joshua 1 verse 8, study the book of instructions continually. Meditate on it day and night so you'll be sure to obey everything written in it. Only then will you prosper and succeed in all you do. And Psalms 119 verses 147 and 148 says, I rise early before the sun is up. I cry out for help and put my hope in your words. My eyes are awake before the watches of the night that I may meditate on your promise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Proverbs, which is another word for wisdom, says, commit your actions to Yahweh and the plans will succeed. Your plans will succeed. And then finally we read in Matthew 6:33, but above all, pursue his kingdom and righteousness. And all these things will be given to you as well. Hallelujah. It's such a beautiful thing to be willing and able and desiring to walk with him and talk with him. And he shows us every single thing that we need to know. One of my favorite songs talks about that. One of my favorite songs. The Bible tells us to have that desire to walk with him. Micah 6:8 says, he has made it clear to you, mortal man, what is good and what he requires from you, to act with justice, to treasure Yahweh's gracious love, and to walk humbly in the company of Yahweh, to walk with him. And that was what Yeshua, a wonderful Messiah, that's what he wanted. He always walked with Yahweh. He was never empty. He was always full because he always walked with Yahweh. Always full. How many of you are ready to always be full and always be filled up? You know, 1 John 2:6 says, the one who says he resides with Yahweh ought himself to walk just as Yeshua walked. And what did Yeshua do in John 4:32, 34? But he said to them, I have food to eat that you know nothing about. That his disciples said to each other, could someone have bought him food? My food, said Yeshua, is to do the will of him who sent me to finish his work. Yes. To walk with him is to draw closer to him. And this is what he desires of us. Luke 10:27, he says, they shall love Yahweh with all their heart and with all their soul, with all their strength and with all their mind and their neighbor as themselves. The instructions are there. Walking with him is what he wants us to do, to become the image that he wants us to be in Yeshua, who walked with him all the time. Hallelujah. Be confident in this very thing, that he which has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Yeshua Messiah. That's Philippians 1:6. That's what he wants us to do, without any distractions, to walk and walk by faith. 2 Corinthians 5:7 says, indeed, our lives are guided by faith, not by sight. Romans 1:17 says, for the gospel of righteousness of Yahweh is revealed, a righteousness that by faith from first to last, just as is written, the righteous will live by faith. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father Yahweh, for this wonderful day that you have made. Thank you. And I end off today with Amos 3:3. Do two walk together unless they have agreed to do so? We need to walk with him. Walk with him. You have to do this. Galatians 5:16 says, I say then, walk by the Spirit and you will not carry out the desire of the flesh. John 1:6-7 says, if we say we have fellowship with him, yet keep on walking in darkness, we are lying and not practicing the truth. But when if we walk in the light, as he has himself is the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Yeshua, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Walk by the Spirit, hallelujah, and not carry the desire of the flesh. Praise our wonderful creator. Thank you, everybody, this morning for watching. You can see more videos at Torah Life Ministries, and you could also go to patreon.com/Torah Life Ministries. Have a blessed day, everybody.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33411. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry.
You came from heaven's throne. Acquainted with our sorrow, to trade the debt we owe, your suffering for our freedom.